recording, ahí sí. Recording, ahí está.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for all the things you have done in our lives. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for transforming our lives. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you for enforcing your will. Thank you for enforcing your will to happen in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the victories you have given to us over sin, over sicknesses and diseases, and over all the works of the devil. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the miracles you have performed in our lives through this Healing Streams program. We thank you for the healings and the deliverances we have gotten from you. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you shine your light upon every heart that are here right now and that will still listen to this program. Lord, shine your light upon every heart. Let your light destroy every root of darkness. Let your truth destroy every lie and deception. In the name of Jesus, let the eyes of your people be opened so that they can receive what is already theirs in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the power of God will touch you this morning, and your life will not remain the same again. In the name of Jesus, thank you, faithful Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to be looking at a topic that says, you are already healed. Yeah, that is the title of my short message this morning. It says, you are already healed. Let us read from Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Yeah, some of you already know this verse. It's a very common verse. A very common verse of the scripture. But it was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And with his stripes, we are healed. It says that we are healed with his stripes. Now, note that this prophecy of Isaiah came many years before Jesus eventually was born into the world and died and resurrected and ascended into heaven. So this prophecy has been given hundreds of years before Jesus came to fulfill the prophecy. Yeah, and here Isaiah said that Jesus will go through sufferings and pains and wounds, and we will be healed, or the moment he goes through that, it means that we are healed. Yeah, that is the moment Jesus fulfilled this prophecy in Isaiah 53 verse 5. The result will be that we are healed. Yeah, and then you can ask yourself, has this prophecy been fulfilled? Yes, it has been fulfilled, because Jesus was born according to Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. Jesus was born into the world, and then thereafter he was crucified on the cross of Calvary, and thereafter he resurrected and ascended into heaven. So this prophecy has been fulfilled. So which means that we already have the result of this prophecy. The Bible says that with his stripes we are healed. So which means that for as many that will believe in Jesus, for as many that will come to Jesus, for as many that will surrender their lives to Jesus, they are healed. Yeah. And Jesus even knows those people that would give their lives to him. Yeah, so which means that even before you give your life to Jesus, that is for those of you who are already Christians, before you come to know Jesus, You have already been healed in Him. Yeah, and now that some of us, we already know Him, because we are in Him, we have repented of our sins. We have received Him as our personal Lord and Savior. We have laid down our lives at His feet. We have surrendered our lives to Him. Then it is certain that we are healed in Him. Yeah, because the Word of God says, after Jesus would have gone through all of these things in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, after He would have gone through the wounds, the chastisement, the stripes, that the result is that we are healed. He said, with His stripes, we are healed. And not only that, we are also forgiven. Yeah, it says He was wounded for our transgressions. So we are also forgiven in Him. We have been forgiven in Him. We have been healed in Him. And not only that, we have peace in Him. It says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. Yeah. So we might not have peace in any other thing, but we know that we have peace in Jesus. We know that for sure, because the chastisement of our peace is upon Him. Yeah, and we know that we have forgiveness in Jesus. And then we know that we have healing in Jesus, because we have been healed in Jesus. So I hope that you will believe the Word of God as it is, and not try to follow your common sense. Yeah, because your common sense will tell you that you are not healed, because your common sense, I mean your senses in your brain and in your body, will tell you that, look at that side, there is still pain there. Look at that other place, there is a swelling there. Look at this place. There's a problem there. And then as you keep looking at your body and you keep seeing those things, then you call yourself sick. You say, oh, I am sick. But that is wrong. It is wrong to say you are sick according to the Word of God. What you are to say is that I am healed, not I am sick. Yeah, even while you see the sickness, what you will say is, I am healed. I am not sick. I am healed. So as you continue to say, to confess that, eventually the healing will manifest. So in the kingdom of God, we are not trying to get healed. We are already healed. Yeah, we are not trying to get healed. We are already healed. Those people that might be trying to get healed, maybe they are those that have not yet given their lives to Jesus. Yeah, but for those of us that are already in Christ, because we believe in Him, and we believe in the things He did, the things He has done on the cross of Calvary, we are already healed. So it is wrong to say, I am sick. What you should say is, I am healed. I am healed. And you keep saying it until you see that healing. Yeah. You should continue to say that until you see that healing, because of a truth, you're already healed. That is why during crusade programs, during open air crusades, evangelistic crusades, programs that you do maybe in an open field, in an open field or in a big stadium. Programs that you do to win souls into God's kingdom. In such programs, the preachers would first preach the gospel for people to understand what Jesus have already done for them. And after such preacher have preached the gospel, he will now give an altar call that those that want to give their lives to Jesus, they should come out. If you have studied crusade programs, that is usually what the preacher will do first, before he would pray for those that are sick to be healed. Now the reason why the preacher does that first is to make it easy for the people to eventually get the healings. Sometimes God can heal people that have not even surrendered their lives to Jesus. But that is not very common. The easiest way to get healed is to have your sins forgiven by, first of all, repenting of your sins. Repent and turn to Jesus. And then receive Jesus into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. And then start following Him, start doing His will. That is the first thing you should do if you really want to get healed very fast. So once that is done, to get healed becomes very easy. And in such crusades, you will see the preacher just pray very short prayer. The preacher would just pray a very short prayer and say, cancer, come out in Jesus' name. Those that are lame, let them rise up and begin to walk in Jesus' name. And then those miracles begin to happen. The reason is because all of those people have already been healed the moment they come to Jesus and repent and surrender their lives to Him. At that moment they did that, they have already been forgiven of their sins. At that moment they receive forgiveness, and at that moment they receive healing. At that moment they give their lives to Jesus. They do not only receive salvation from sin, they also have received forgiveness, and they also have received healing and even health. Yeah, and that is why the prayer of the preacher would dissolve the sicknesses and diseases in their lives almost instantly. The reason is because they have already been healed. So I hope you understand. So don't see yourself as someone who is trying to get healed. For those of you who are in Christ already, who have turned away from sin and from worldliness, yeah, and have given all your life to Jesus, don't see yourself as one who is trying to get healed. See yourself as one who is already healed. So forget about the fact that the healing might not be showing in your body at the moment. But the truth remains that you are already healed. I pray that the Lord give you more understanding. Amen. We're going to look at four points before we will go into prayers. Point number one says, divine healing happens because you are already healed. Divine healing, that is point number one. Divine healing happens because you are already healed. That is why divine healing happens. Let us look at First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Divine healing happens because you are already healed. Who is own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Yeah, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, by whose stripes ye were healed. Take note of the word "were." Ye were healed. Yeah, it's not trying to happen. It has already happened on the cross. Ye were healed, by whose stripes ye were healed. So this healing is not trying to happen. It has already happened. It has already happened. And how do we connect with it? Yeah, it says that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. So to connect with the healing that Jesus had already done on the cross of Calvary, we have to die to sins. Yeah, we have to die to sins. We have to be dead to sins. Yeah, because Jesus died so as to eliminate our sins, to destroy our sins. So we have to follow that example. Jesus died so that his blood can take away our sins. So we must not continue to live in sin and expect that we enjoy the benefit of Jesus. That, or maybe I should put it this way, we can't continue to live in sin and expect to enjoy the benefit of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. We can't continue to live in sin and expect to enjoy the benefit of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. So to connect with what he did, which is also called grace. So everything Jesus did on the cross became grace that can be enjoyed in this physical body. We can enjoy those grace, but to enjoy them, we must die to sin. Yeah, we must die to sin. Yeah. So he said, being dead to sin, we can live unto righteousness. Yeah. So if you want the healing that is yours in Jesus to manifest physically in your body, you must stop living in sin. And also you must stop using that same body you want God to heal. You must stop using that body to sin. For as long as sin is still passing through your body, don't expect that body that you are using to commit sin, don't expect that Jesus will heal that body. Yeah, the Bible told us that if we continue to sin deliberately, after the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, yeah, it means that we are nailing Jesus to the cross the second time. If we continue to sin deliberately after what Jesus had done on the cross of Calvary for us, then it means we are punishing him again. It means we are nailing him back to the cross again. It means we are pouring salt on those wounds. You know how pains become so severe? I mean, pains of a wound become so severe when you put salt on that wound. So that is what we do every time we sin. Yeah, but if we really want to enjoy the life, the eternal life, the healing that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, then we must be dead to sin. Yeah, don't let any pastor or preacher deceive you. There are rules that governs everything in the kingdom of God. Yeah, and if you don't follow those rules, you can pray for healing till the next 30 years and nothing is going to happen. And you will never be healed. Yeah. But if we follow these rules that we have already seen in the scriptures, then we will be healed. Amen. Let us move to the second point. Don't forget, the first point says divine healing happens because you are already healed. Now, the second point says healing and health is already in your spirit. Healing and health is already in your spirit. if you are a child of God, if you have repented of your sins and have given all your life to Jesus, healing, divine healing and health is already inside your spirit. Now let us read Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We already have health, perfect health, perfect healing, perfect health inside our spirits. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Yeah. It says, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Yeah. Don't forget that from the day we give our lives to Jesus, or we received Jesus into our lives, it's the same thing. You give your life to Jesus is equal to receiving Jesus into your life. Because I think some time ago a preacher was saying it is wrong to say that you give your life to Jesus. That the best way to say it is that the best way to say it is that you I'm coming just a minute. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, as I was saying that you surrendering your life, you surrendering your life to Jesus is the same as receiving Jesus into your life. Yeah, because someone was preaching some time ago that the best way to say it is to say that you receive Jesus into your life, that it is wrong to say you give your life to Jesus. Yeah, but the two are the same. Whether you give your life to Jesus or you receive Jesus' life is the same. Because to actually receive Jesus' life, you have to lay down your life. Yeah, that's how to receive the life of Jesus is by laying down your life, giving your life to Him. Yeah, that is actually how to receive Jesus. And that is why we say you receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. As your personal Lord and Savior. So when someone is your Lord, it means you have no say about your life anymore. It means it is what you want that you do. Yeah, and then in another place, Jesus said, Jesus likened the kingdom of heaven to, he likened the kingdom of heaven to a man that saw a precious item in a field. And that man went to sell everything he has to buy that field. Yeah, the man went to sell everything he had to buy that field. After finding the precious item on that field. So that is how to enter into the kingdom of God. That is how to receive Jesus. So you give your life to Him because you consider His own life more valuable than your life. So it's a trade. You trade your entire life to receive His own life and His kingdom. Yeah, you lay down all your life to receive His life and His kingdom. So if you have not really laid down all your life, according to the scriptures, you have not yet surrendered. Or let me say, you are not yet saved. And you are not yet born again. If you have not laid down everything. Yeah. If you have not given Jesus everything. Then we can say that your salvation is incomplete. And we can also say that you are standing just with one leg in the kingdom of God. So until you give up all your life, you cannot have all His life. Yeah. So the two are connected. So don't let anyone deceive you. Yeah. So now this is what I was saying. I said, from the day you gave your life to Jesus, from that day, His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is inside you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Christ is inside you. From the day you gave your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is inside you. Though you have to pray more for that Spirit to baptize you. For that Spirit, there are other prayers to pray for the Spirit of God in you to now overwhelm or overshadow you. Yeah, and fill you completely and baptize you completely. Yeah, but from the day you gave your life to Jesus, you already have His Spirit. You already have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, though you might not have the fullness of that Spirit. Or maybe I should use the word, you might not yet entered into the fullness of His Spirit. Yeah, but you have that Spirit already. Yeah, you have that Spirit already. There are other things that will help you to begin to go deeper and deeper into His Spirit. Yeah, but from the day you gave your life to Him, you already have His Spirit. And His Spirit is already in you and you're already in His Spirit. But it might not yet be in fullness. Yeah. So now, the Bible says that the presence of the Spirit of God in you means that God can, by that Spirit, give life to your mortal bodies. That is, God can, by His Spirit in you, give life to your mortal bodies, that is, to your physical bodies. God can, by His Spirit in you, give life to whatever part of your body system that is sick. Yeah, I hope you understand. We've heard of people who, as they were praying for baptism of the Holy Spirit, they were not praying for healing. What they were praying for is the fullness of the Spirit. They want to have more of the Spirit. They want to be full of the Spirit. And as they were praying that prayer, their sicknesses disappeared. Yeah. As they were praying for the fullness of the Spirit, baptism in the Spirit, then their sicknesses disappeared. Yeah. So which shows that the more we get filled with the Spirit, the more it becomes difficult for sicknesses and diseases to dwell in our bodies. Yeah, because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit and sicknesses, they are not in good terms. The Holy Spirit and sickness and weakness, they don't agree together. So once the sickness is exposed to the presence of the Holy Spirit, the sickness will run. Yeah, sometimes sometimes when I'm praying for someone that is sick, I might not command the sickness to leave. Yeah, I might not command the sickness to leave. I can just hold the person's hand and bring the person into the realm of God's presence that I am already in. Yeah, you know, I'm already in the realm of His presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit. So sometimes I just bring the person into the same realm. And as I'm bringing the person, even the person will be seeing the sickness leave. Almost, it's more like almost instantaneous action. Like, let's say you, because you carry the fullness of the Spirit, then you just hold the hands of someone that is sick. And you have not said any prayer. Said any prayer, but because you are in a presence that is hostile to sickness and disease. So just by holding the hand of that person and you are bringing that person into the realm that you already have, the person will start getting healed. I don't know if I get my point. I've seen this happen many times. And the person will tell me that just by holding your hand, I feel so relieved. I feel healed already. Yeah. Like the pain is gone. Just by holding your hand, the pain is gone. Yeah, so that shows that the presence of the Holy Spirit is hostile to sicknesses and diseases. That's a practical example. And what I'm telling you, what I'm telling you about me holding people that are sick and not even saying anything, and then the Spirit of God begin to uproot the sickness in them. I've seen this happen many times. Even to me, anytime I feel sick, all I need to do is to become, to engage with God's presence that is inside of me. Yeah. All I need to do is to start praying in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit, and before I know it, the sickness is gone or the weakness is gone. Yeah, even if I feel so tired or so weak, all I need to do is to engage with the realm of the Spirit. And before I know it, I'm okay. So these things is so practical, and you can see the same results in your own life. Yeah, if you make up your mind to become a Christian that engages with God's presence all the time, you will hardly fall sick. You will hardly fall sick. Why? Because healing and health is already in your spirit. So by engaging with God's presence that is inside your spirit, you will always be healed and you will hardly fall sick. Yeah, because the presence of God in your spirit is hostile to sicknesses and diseases. I pray that you start doing this thing that I have just explained. Yeah, because it works. There's a man of God that I heard about. I was told that he would go from one place to another preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, and he can preach in many places in a day. Yeah, he can preach in sometimes maybe 12 places in a day. Yeah, and people were asking him that, how come you do all this rigorous work for the gospel and you are old, you're already advanced in age, and you do all this rigorous work for God, and you don't fall sick and you don't get tired? Yeah. You know what the man told them? The man said, I pray in the Spirit. Yeah, though he doesn't sleep much, but he said every time he prays in the Spirit, he starts feeling as if he has slept many hours and his body gets refreshed. You know the way your body gets refreshed after you have slept for some hours? Yeah, so the man told them that every time I pray in the Spirit, my body gets refreshed as if I have slept for hours. So he said that is how I get new energy to do the work of God, to go from places to places, and it looks like I am not tired. Yeah, to go from one place to another, preaching all throughout the day. Yeah, so he said he relaxed in the Spirit. That is, he does his relaxation in the Spirit. He gets rest in the Spirit. Yeah. So this thing I am saying is real and is practical. If you can, if you can start engaging with God's presence that is in your spirit. And then you can ask, or you might be asking that, how do I engage with the presence of God that is in my spirit? How do I connect with the healing and health that is already in my spirit? You know, you can ask yourself, what are the things that every time I do it, I become spiritual and not carnal? Ask yourself, what are the things that you do? And the moment you do those things or you start doing those things, you cross from the realm of carnality, the carnal realm, and then you cross into the spiritual realm. Ask yourself those things. Is it when you start meditating on the Word of God? Is it when you start studying the Word of God? Is it when you start worshiping God with spiritual songs? Is it when you start praying in the Spirit? So ask yourself, is it when you start fasting? Ask yourself, what are the things that I do? And every time I do those things, I feel God's presence. I find myself in God's presence. Then do those things very often. In fact, do it every hour. And you will hardly fall sick. Because there is healing and health within your spirit man. If you always engage God's presence with your spirit, you will be healed and you will hardly fall sick. May the Lord give you more understanding of these things. Amen. Amen. Let's move to the third point. We have two more points before we pray. The third point says drugs and surgery can't save you until your spirit is delivered. Drugs and surgery. I mean drugs that you get from doctors. Medical drugs that you get from doctors or nurses cannot save you until your spirit is delivered. Surgery, going for a surgical operation. Maybe to remove some part of whatever is wrong in the body or to fix something that is wrong in your body. Surgery will not save you until Jesus has set you free. Now, in John chapter 8, verse 36, it says that if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I have found myself in some sick situation. I mean, I was very sick and I took all the drugs that I know. I took all the drugs that I know can take away that sickness. And the sickness did not leave despite the drugs. The sickness remained. In fact, it looks like the drugs were making them, making it worse. That was how it looked like. Like the drugs I was taking were making the condition worse. It was until I began to pray, even as I was so sick, I began to pray and to worship God. That was when Jesus came in and delivered me. And that was when the drugs now worked. I'm trying to show you that divine healing is is not medical healing. It's different. And God showed me practically that divine healing is different from medical healing. It's different from the healing you get through surgery or through drugs or medication or whatever, maybe you use herbs or fruits or supplements or whatever. Divine healing is different from the ones you get through drugs or supplements or herbal mixtures or whatever natural products you are using to get healed. Divine healing is unique on its own. It's completely different. Yeah, and I saw this thing practically. Yeah, I saw how those drugs never worked until God stepped in. And then after God stepped in to heal, that was when the drugs worked, or whatever supplement, that was when they worked. Yeah, so which means that you must not put your faith, you must not put your faith in drugs. Yeah, because they cannot save you. Don't put your faith in surgery. It can't save you. Yeah, they might reduce the symptoms, but they cannot heal except God steps in. Yeah, those things will not work. Yeah, that is why I hardly take drugs. Yeah. I hardly take drugs. I believe in divine healing. Yeah. So, I trust in divine healing because I know that I will be completely healed through Jesus than through drugs. Yeah. And even if I would take drugs, maybe, I need to do some things with my body, and I need quick recovery, like very quick recovery. Yeah. But because I know that even without drugs, with some time, I will just be fine. True divine healing. All I need to do is to continue in the spirit. To stay connected in the spirit, then within few hours or few days, I'll be fine without any drugs. But maybe I need to maybe go somewhere and preach, or I need to do some things with my body. Then I feel like, okay, I need quick recovery. Then maybe I can now add drugs. But For a long time, I've not taken drugs, and I am healed, always healed. Yeah. So medical intervention, they are meant to be secondary, and sometimes they are you embrace them if the Lord permits you to take them. Your healing is in Jesus. Your health is in Jesus. Don't trust in drugs. Don't trust in drugs. Don't trust in other alternatives. Trust in your God, and He will heal you. Amen. So when God knows that your trust is in Him for healing and health, God will ensure that you are always in good health. Yeah, but when God sees that your trust is in the doctors, God will just stand, He's going to stand back. He will stay back, waiting for you to come up in your feet. Yeah. Yeah, even if I will take drugs, I will even ask God, God, do you want me to use this? Yeah, because I know that my healing is not in the drugs. Yeah, but Christians, when they are sick, it is drugs. Their mind goes to drugs immediately. When they are sick, their heart goes to the drugs or to the doctors. Your heart should go up to God first when you are sick or weak, not to drugs. But may the Lord give you understanding. Yeah, maybe you are the one that have been stopping God from healing you because you trust in the doctors more than you trust in Jesus. You trust in the drugs more than you trust in Jesus. Yeah. And some people, it's because they are not patient. They cannot wait. They think healing has to happen instantly. It's not all the time healing has to happen instantly. And sometimes you need to wait till it happens. You need to wait in faith till it happens. It's not all the time it happens instantly. Yeah. So you might need to wait for some few days. Yeah. And let me tell you something. When you wait till he heals you, it is more powerful than when you take drugs. Because even according to health science, when your body heals itself, you develop immunity against that same infection. Yeah, when your body heals itself, it means that if a similar disease is coming another time, your body already has an immunity to destroy that disease when it comes. So it means you're not likely to have that same sickness again. That's what it means. When you let the healing of Jesus in your spirit and the health of Jesus in your spirit, when you let it manifest to heal you physically, it means you're not likely to experience the same sickness again because you would have built immunity against that sickness and or infection. You would have built immunity. So you're not likely to suffer the same problem, the same health problem again. Yeah, but some people, they are so impatient. They feel like, oh, I can't continue to endure this thing, I have to go see the doctor. And they are destroying their health. They thought they are helping their health, but they're actually destroying it. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding and help you to wait on Him to get total healing. Amen. Yeah, let's look at the last point before we pray. The last point, it says, there are battles you must win for your healing to appear. There are battles you must conquer. Battles you must win for your healing to appear. According to 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, yeah, it says that whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whoever is born of God overcome the world, overcome everything in the world. And the victory we have over the forces working in this world, the powers working in this world, that victory is our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, and through the cross of Calvary. It is our faith in the finished work of Jesus. All that He has done for us, that is our victory. Your faith in the finished work of Jesus, all that Jesus did for your salvation and redemption and deliverance and healing and health and prosperity and breakthroughs. So all that Jesus did on the cross and through the cross, through his resurrection, they are equal to your victory. So you must, through faith, fight battles. Faith in what Jesus has already done for you. Fight battles and win. So as you win those battles, you will be healed. Yeah. You will be healed. Some health problems, they are not natural. They are not based on natural sources. I mean, they did not happen naturally. They happen because you are under attack. Some health problems happen because of spiritual attacks, because of demonic attacks, because of witchcraft attacks. And then you go to the doctors asking for drugs to take a problem that is caused by spiritual attacks. How do you expect the drugs to work in that case? No, it will not work. It is when you rise in faith and you start fighting those forces through prayers, that is when you will see the health problem disappear. I pray that you will not lose faith in your time of war in Jesus' name. I have said it before in some of our programs. I have said it before that in the kingdom of God, we don't fight like someone who is trying to win over Satan. We fight as someone who have already won. Because Jesus have already won. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So don't fight like you are trying to win. Fight as someone who have already won. It doesn't matter if you are dealing with billions of demons. Jesus has conquered them all. It doesn't matter how much weight of darkness you feel on your spirit. Because you are living in an environment that is so infested with witchcraft. An idol worship and all manner of wickedness or all manner of demonic activities. It doesn't matter the kind of place you are living. All you need is to rise and face the darkness as someone who has already conquered them and begin to enforce that victory. The victory you already have in Jesus, begin to enforce it upon your situation. Begin to say that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Begin to say, you demon, bow, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You sickness, I command you, bow, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I command you, get out of my life. Because light and darkness cannot share the same place. The Bible says the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not overcome. Face the darkness with victory you already have, with the victory you already have, not with fear. some Christians, they are so full of fear. They're so full of fear of the devil, fear of the darkness, fear of sin, what sin can do, fear of temptations. No, don't face darkness with fear. Face darkness with faith in the victory you already have in Jesus. And you will see the darkness bow. Because Jesus already conquered them. So they have to bow. They have no choice than to bow. Even Satan have to bow. Principalities, they have to bow. Because they have been defeated on the cross. So they have to bow. So if you face them with faith and not fear, they will bow. But if they if they see that there is fear in you, they will have an advantage over you and they will crush you. Yeah. But when they see that you are so bold and fearless, they will run. Because they know that they have lost the battle. The moment Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, they know all the kingdoms of darkness, they know they have lost. So the reason why it looks like they are strong is because you refused to face them with faith in the victory you already have in Christ Jesus. We're going to stop at this point then. We're going to pray some prayer points because of our time. You're going to pray just two prayer points. And after that, I will be praying for you. And I will also pray on your water that God is going to use for your healing. I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I give you all my life. I lay down all my life to receive the fullness of your life in me. So, Lord Jesus, I surrender all my life. Remember that I said that if you give Jesus just some part of your life, it means what you will have in return is incomplete salvation, incomplete deliverance. But if you give him all your life, then you will have him in his fullness. So you are going to say, Lord Jesus, I give you all my life so that I can have the fullness of your life in me, the fullness of your power, the fullness of your grace. Open your mouth and begin to talk to him like that. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you all. I give you all. I give you all my life, all my soul, all my spirit, all my body. I give you all my life. I lay down all my life to you. Give me the fullness of you in the name of Jesus. I repent of all sins. I surrender to you fully, Lord Jesus. Take over my life. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. So, Lord Jesus, take over my life. I hand over all my life to you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. I hand over all my life, all my deeds, all that I have, all that I will have. I hand them over to you. Thank you, Lord. Say, I hand them over to you. Give me all that is in you. Because I am giving you all my life. Give me all that is in you. In the name of Jesus. Take over my life. Rule over my life. And use my life to glorify your name in the earth. In the name of Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. So that I can have all that is in you, in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Then the last prayer point before I will be praying for you. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing and health of Jesus in my spirit. Manifest now. Manifest now in my body. Manifest in my blood. Manifest in every organ of my body. Manifest in my soul. Manifest in my spirit. Let the healing of Jesus, the health of Jesus, manifest in my life, and let every sickness disappear. Let every bondage of darkness be broken in pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. The hashadiosetijidevala, the neheshujana tashdevala. Begin to talk to him like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing and health of Jesus in me manifest, and let every sickness and satanic bondage disappear right now. Continue to pray like that. Say, let the healing and health of Jesus in me manifest now. The healing and health of Jesus in my spirit manifest now. And let every sickness and disease and satanic bondage and witchcraft bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to be praying for you now. Get some water ready. I believe you already have the water with you, whether a bottle of water or a cup of water. And hold it in your hands as I pray. Our Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. And we wouldn't have this grace if not for what you did on the cross of Calvary. If not for your resurrection on the third day, we wouldn't have this grace that we have now in your name. Thank you for the grace you have given to us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for deliverances that have already happened, healings that have already happened, breakthroughs that have already happened. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for opening our eyes to understand that we have already been healed. At that moment you died on the cross of Calvary, we have already been healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this revelation. Oh Lord, I ask that you breathe upon everyone that is watching me right now. Breathe upon every life your breath of life. Breathe upon everyone right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you enlighten their understanding and make them to begin to see themselves as they are in Christ, and not as they are in these physical bodies, but as they are in you. Lord, help everyone here to begin to see themselves as they really are from this moment in Jesus' name. I pray for you that as you apply faith in your daily life, in every day of your life, as you apply faith on this revelation that you have already been healed and delivered and victorious in Jesus, you shall see power of the Holy Ghost do wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to do operations now in your spirit, now in your soul, now in your body, for perfect deliverance and for perfect healing and for perfect health. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the power of God that is so hostile to every form of sickness and disease, enter into that water in your hands right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of God that sickness and disease cannot withstand but have to run when they see it, let that power from Jesus, from the throne of God, possess the water in your hands right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. As you drink this water, or whoever drink the water, they shall be healed instantly in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is in any form of witchcraft bondage, or satanic bondage, or bondage of from marine spirits, from serpentine spirits or demonic serpents, as they drink this water, they shall be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, remain blessed in Jesus' name.